Our reading is taken from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. God's love in Christ Jesus. What then are we to say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed, being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
As we come to God's word, shall we pray? Father, we thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. We pray that now you give us ears to hear your word and hearts to live for you in this world. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. One of the great themes that runs all the way through the Bible is that theme of remembering. God's people are to be a people who remember. Human nature as it is, we often get sidetracked. We run after the latest thing. We become preoccupied with things that are not really that important, and we forget. As forgetful and easily distracted human beings, we need things to help us to remember what is truly important in this life. I wonder how you remember things in your household. Do you use a diary? A calendar on the fridge? Do you use your phone? Post-it notes around your house? Or do you tie a knot in your hanky? How do you remember? Poppies at this time of year are a very visible reminder to us of old battlefields that changed world history and shattered countless lives. Poppies do not glorify war. Poppies are not nationalistic or jingoistic. They grew among the graves. They were resilient and they symbolized hope. And therefore our lapel becomes a place where we remember, to remind ourselves and to remind others. During the French Revolution at the end of the 18th century, patriots would find the lead musket balls left on the ground after a battle. They would collect them up, hammer them flat, and pin them onto the jackets. It was a stark reminder to them of the price of freedom. And remembering is at the very center of both the Christian faith and Judaism. The Passover and the Holy Communion are both acts of remembrance. Many thousands of times in this church, we hear Jesus' words, "Do this in remembrance of me," as he took the bread and the wine into his hands. Very physical, tangible things that force us to remember what is really important. Our reading just read to us from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome is a reminder to us that despite suffering and persecution, upset and hardship, nothing can separate us from the love of God which we see in Christ. It is perhaps very hard to believe in the love of God. when you are crouched in a trench on the Western Front, never quite sure when the order will come to go over the top. Where is God's love then? When you are cold, when you are wet, terrified, fearing for your life. Many people lost their faith after the so-called Great War. It is hard to believe in a loving God when 888,246 British soldiers were killed. I'm reading a book at the moment called To War with God by a World War I chaplain called Edward Montgomery Guilford. It's written by his grandson and a very moving portrait of a brave man who had no idea what to expect when he was posted on the front lines. Along the way, he won the Military Cross but lost his faith. Only many years after the war was he helped to come back to his own beliefs. And ultimately, Guilford, along with many others, saw the truth in these words that was read to us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, our distress, our persecution, our famine, our nakedness, our peril, our sword? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. God's love is not an airy-fairy nonsense, something to satisfy the weak-minded. Paul reminds us that God's love is strong and powerful. It is for this life and for eternity. God's love faces up to the darkness and evil we sometimes see around us. When Christ died on the cross, a father wept for his son. And God stands alongside human suffering when we gaze upon the cross. The whole notion of God's love can seem very abstract, very remote, a so what shrug of the shoulders. But this love is demonstrated in a very physical way through the crucifixion and rising again of Christ. God did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for us all, the most precious thing he had. And that is the ultimate sacrifice that underpins all of Christianity. The cross is the sign of that sacrifice, the not holding anything back. But Christianity is not just about the darkness of Good Friday and the cross. It's also about the light and the hope of Easter Day and the empty tomb. During half term, we had a family holiday to Dorset and spent a day at the Tank Museum in Bovington. I have a very understanding wife. As a couple of things struck me on that occasion, as my two sons stood in front of a tank for a picture, I was immensely grateful that they are not of that generation that would be called up to fight in some corner of a foreign field. Previous generations sacrificed themselves that they could be free. And in the museum shop afterwards, I spotted some replica medals which I thought I would buy to use at a school assembly one day. Here's the 1914 star, those who served in France and Belgium between August and November 1914. Here is the victory medal, 6 million of which were issued after the First World War. And then the Victoria Cross, the highest recognition for valour in the face of the enemy. And in the Tank Museum foyer, there's a very moving exhibition of 4 Victoria Crosses awarded to those who served in the Tank Regiment. It detailed their families, their personal stories, and what led them to being awarded the Victoria Cross. And many of these medals for gallantry are still made in the shape of a cross, as it reminds us that they made the ultimate sacrifice. People still wear crosses around their neck. Many of the graves in war cemeteries are cross-shaped. Many Christian cathedrals and churches like this one are in the shape of a cross. The cross stubbornly remains a very Christian sign in a mainly secular world. It speaks to us of the importance of service and sacrifice. If we forget these things, we forget an awful lot. If we forget the sacrifice of the cross of Christ, we also forget the Christian faith that underpins our Western society, with all our freedoms, our sense of justice, honesty, truth, and caring for the weak and vulnerable. Scratch just beneath the surface, and we will see that much of which is good in Britain today is inspired and motivated by a Christian faith that works for the good of others. And it flies against that natural impulse to be selfish and self-centered. It's wonderful to have the Beavers, Cubs and Scouts with us today. For remembrance is an occasion for everyone, for every generation to come together and to remember those who paid the ultimate price for the freedoms that we enjoy in this country today. That we can choose to follow any religion or none. We are free to express our opinions. We can vote for our leaders and those who govern us. We have a responsibility to remind others of past sacrifices as memories fade. As grandparents and great-grandparents pass away, it becomes more urgent for us to pass that baton on. It is 100 years since the end of the First World War, 73 years since the end of the Second World War, and it is 9 years since Harry Patch died, aged 111, the last survivor of the First World War trenches, who never talked about his war experiences until he was 100 years old. So let us give thanks today for those who give their lives for others. Let us remember their names and honour their memories. And let us also think about the cross of Jesus Christ, that supreme example of self-sacrifice. The cross is that place where we know that God is for us, and we can never be separated from that love of God that is in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to page 5 of our order of service. Let us remember before God and commend to his sure keeping those who have died for their country in war. Those whom we knew and whose memory we treasure, and all who have lived and died in the service of humanity.
The Great War, 1914-1918. 1914, Private William Mayo, Coldstream Guards. Private Charles Pettifer, Wiltshire Regiment. Private William Norton, Royal Berkshire Regiment. Private Percival Brogden, Royal Berkshire Regiment. 1915, Private Albert Hatton, Wiltshire Regiment. Private Edwin Lewis, New Zealand Expeditionary Force. Private Charles Stratford, 16th Lancers. Driver Stanley Timbrell, Army Service Corps. Sapper William Sands, Royal Engineers. Corporal James Barrett, Wiltshire Regiment. Private Charles Wilmot, Gloucestershire Regiment. Sapper Maurice Sparks, Royal Engineers. Private Joseph Newbury, Gloucestershire Regiment. Chief Steward Frank Herbert, Mercantile Marine. 1916, Private Frank Moss, Somerset Light Infantry. Private Frederick Stevens, 13th Divisional Cyclist Company. Sergeant Samuel Sowden, Canadian Expeditionary Force. Private Irvin Williams, Gloucestershire Regiment. Private George Hall, Gloucestershire Regiment. Private Percy Godwin, Gloucestershire Regiment. Captain Sidney Walker, East Yorkshire Regiment. Captain Walter Toswell, East Lancashire Regiment. Gunner Ernest Woodward, Royal Garrison Artillery. Private Albert Constable, Gloucestershire Regiment. Corporal Arthur Beek, Gloucestershire Regiment. Private William Hartley, Royal Fusiliers. Private Thomas King, Royal Berkshire Regiment. 1917. Private William George, Wiltshire Regiment. Private Sidney Wheeler, Army Service Corps. Private Victor Cooper, Wiltshire Regiment. Gunner Daniel Bolton, Royal Field Artillery. Private Frank Williams, Royal Irish Rifles. Private Albert Wright, Royal Berkshire Regiment. Private Frederick White, Somerset Light Infantry. Private George Hicks, South Wales Borderers. Private Alfred Gemelli, King's Royal Rifle Corps. Private John Onion, Machine Gun Corps. Private Harry Barrett, Royal Army Medical Corps. Private Charles Florey, Royal Warwickshire Regiment. Private Charles Godwin, Gloucestershire Regiment. 1918. Private William Lappington, Dorsetshire Regiment. Private Percy Cooper, Royal Berkshire Regiment. Sergeant George Moulding, Wiltshire Regiment. Private Andrew Smith, King's Liverpool Regiment. Private Ernest Moss, Gloucestershire Regiment. Private Thomas Weaving, Wiltshire Regiment. Private Herbert Ward, Royal Berkshire Regiment. Private William Stafford, Grenadier Guards. Private George Pierce, Worcestershire Regiment. Private Roland Innocent, London Regiment. Private William Turner, Essex Regiment. Lance Corporal Frederick Carter, Lancashire Fusiliers. Private Samuel Moss, Gloucestershire Regiment. Private Arthur Beckinsale, Worcestershire Regiment. Private Frederick Horne, Royal Welsh Fusiliers. Sapper Reginald Cooper, Royal Engineers. 1919, Private Jonah Pass, Gloucestershire Regiment. Second World War, 1939-1945. 1940, Private Ernest Brown, Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire Light Infantry. Private Alfred Pettifer, Royal Berkshire Regiment. Private Roland Patterson, King's Own Yorkshire Light Infantry. Lieutenant Philip Fawkes, Royal Navy. 1941, Lieutenant Commander John Brownrigg, Royal Navy. Captain John Goshen, Royal Horse Artillery. 1942, Flight Lieutenant Daniel Arkell, Royal Air Force. 1943, Air Craftsman Kenneth Morse, Royal Air Force. Major Lewis Stuckley, Grenadier Guards. 1944, Corporal Charles Criddle, Wiltshire Regiment. Lieutenant Richard Darvill, Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire Light Infantry. Lieutenant John Armitage, King's Royal Rifle Corps. The British Army operations in Kenya, 1955, Private Keith Molyneux, Gloucestershire Regiment.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
Thank you.
Almighty and eternal God, from whose love in Christ we cannot be parted, either by death or life, hear our prayers and thanksgivings for all whom we remember this day. Fulfill in them the purpose of your love, and bring us all with them to eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pledge ourselves anew to the service of God and our fellow men and women, that we may help, encourage and comfort others, and support those working for the relief of the needy and for the peace and welfare of the nations. And so we say together, Lord God our Father, we pledge ourselves to serve you and all humanity in the cause of peace, for the relief of want and suffering, and for the praise of your name. Guide us by your Spirit. Give us wisdom. Give us courage. Give us hope. And keep us faithful now and always. Amen.